In the previous weeks, we've spent some time on the chliyos, the wonders of the Rabban Yishol Ha'olam's Bria. I do want to turn in a different direction now. The chliyos of the Torah. Anybody who learns the Torah with amkus and becomes a Talmud Chacham, he sees pliyas, he sees wonders in the Torah. He makes discoveries in the Torah in such an oifen that he realizes without any suffix that the Torah isn't man-made. There are so many pliyas in the Torah where one thing fits into the other in such a wonderful way, and everything envelops, and you see and it opens up from the envelopment, and you see the Rabban Yishol Ha'olam in the Torah. But for that you have to be a Talmud Chacham and learn a lot. But there are certain inyanim in the Torah that anybody can see. The Torah is Min HaShemayim. It isn't like a Pashat HaChachma, that Chachma, which is man-made Chachma, that you can find out more and more and more in it. If an artist makes a picture, or a poet makes a poem, that's what it is. You wouldn't find that every day that you read that poem or you look at that picture, you discover new things which you never knew before. That's what it is. It's profound, it's big chachme, and that's it. But in the Torah, it's not that way. Little Johnny goes into school in the kindergarten. He's taught the ABC, and then the next year he goes into the 1A, as it's called, primary grade, and he's given a book with words, three-letter words in big type, and he learns how to read to a degree. At the end of the term, he's promoted, and he's given another book. The first book he can't use anymore. It's too elementary for him. Now he has already smaller words, smaller print, more material. The next year, starts learning arithmetic, it's an arithmetic book. He gets some kind of elementary literature book and starts reading. The next year, he's promoted again. He gets another book. He has to surrender his old books, and the school gives him new books. And as he is promoted from year to year, the old books aren't of any more use to him. He needs new books. Goes into high school, who already has thick books, small print, a lot of material. Still, every term he has gets new books. And when his parents are zayicha to some gayish nachetz and he goes into college, so he gets thick books, heavy books, expensive books, and he can't use high school books anymore. As he progresses, he finds out that he needs more books, additional books. He can't use the old books, because there's nothing in the old books that could teach him anything. Now he needs new books. We have the Elef of Dollars. Yankele goes into Chayda. All right, he's taught Aleph Beis, now to read. Then he gets a Chumash. And he's 5 or 6 years old, Ben Chumash Lemikha, and he learns Chumash, and the Rebbe teaches him Chumash. The next year, if he didn't hear it, he can use the same chumash again. And the Rebbe will teach him in a deeper way Chumash. When he goes into the Masifta, every year he learns a Sedra, and he uses the same Chumash, and every year he finds out that it's deeper and deeper and deeper. When he's something like 8 or 9 years old, he gets a Gemara and he starts learning Eilam Metzias. When he goes into the Sifta, probably he'll learn again Eilam Metzias, and he sees a different Eilam Metzias in front of him. It's not the same Eilam Metzias which he learned when he was 8 years old. He sees something of depth. He goes deeper and deeper and discovers new things. Not the Eilam Metzias which he saw when he was 9 years old, and when he's 19 years old, and he's Barav Savitsky, and he learns Eilam Metzias. Different Eilam Metzias saw together. And this Eilam Metzias he used when he was 9 years, when he was 19 years, when he's 89 years. This is the same Eilam Metzias that Rabban Kotler used, the Moshe Feinstein, the Chassam Sefer, we go all the way up, the Rashba, the Rambam, the Rif, the same Eilu Metzias, and the same Eilu Metzias that he learned when he was 9 years old. They see something deeper in it, because it's Chachmas HaTorah, just like in nature, which is made by the Rabbein Yishleilam. In nature, the scientists always find new things, new discoveries, infinite. They never finish, they never can seal off nature and say we finished. They always make new discoveries. They see more. Because the Rabbeinu Shlomo made nature. It's not a poem which is made by a man. It's not a picture which is painted by a man. It's Chedushim Nifloim. In Torah you see that. The same Gemara, the same Chumash, the big Seidus HaTorah, the Yeri HaKadosh, the Seidus HaTorah which is Megala in Chumash, Seidus Niflois, Kliyos, in the same Chumash which a Ben Chumash LeMikra learns. Don't you see that the Kliyos of the Torah? Don't you see that the Torah is Min HaShemayim? Everything is in the Torah. All the Chachamim, all the Chachmei Adairis, all the great Tzaddikim of all the Adairis, they knew everything from the Torah. There's this famous mindset that the Seder Adairis brings down, the Kaveh Yashar brings down the same mindset, the Sfarim bring it down from the Ramban. The Ramban had a Talmud whose name was Avner. And that Talmud soured. He went off the derech, turned sour, and became a rasha. And he was very clever, and he climbed on the ladder of success, and he became the governor of the city. So one Yom Kippur, this Avner summons his Rebbe, the Ramban, come to me. Well, the governor says, you gotta come. So the Ramban came to Avner. So then it was Yom Kippur. Avner took a chazal and he killed it, and he roasted it, and he ate it, and he asked the Ramban, how many alavn was I over? So the Ramban told him, 4. So he said, no, 5, and he starts arguing with his Rebbe. So the Ramban gives him a glance, a sharp glance, and that Avner had still a Yiddish and a Sham in him, and he got scared of his Rebbe's glance. The Heilige Ramban gave him like a sharp look. So he says, I'll tell you, Rebbe, I became a Pekairis because of something that I heard from you. You once said that everybody, every Yid, is merumes in the Sedra HaAzinu. HaAzinu is Shira Hashira Hazais, that contains the entire Torah. Every Yid's Neshama can find itself in Hazinu. I couldn't believe it, and that's why I became an Epicurus. Where do I believe belong in Hazinu? How can every Yid be in Hazinu? Show me where am I in Hazinu. So the Ramban gets up, walks to the corner. There's an espala that Felix Tzara, that Rabbi Nishradon should be megala him, where Avner is in Hazinu, and he turns right back and he says, yes, you are in Hazinu. It says over there, Amati af ayam ashbisa mayanaish zechram. The Rebishta says, I'm going to erase from the Torah speaks about the Rishayim, I'm going to erase from mankind their remembrance. So, af ayam, the third letter is Aleph. Ashbisa, the third letter is a base. Mayanaish, the third letter is a nun. Zichram, the third letter is a resh. Avner, here you are in the Torah. You are going to be erased from the remembrance of mankind. So this Avner realized that his Rebbe is right, and he became a Baal Teshuva. And right after Yom Kippur, he took a boat without oars, and he set out to sea. And nobody knows what happened to him. And he was mekayim on himself, ashbisa meyanoish zichram, erased from the remembrance of mankind. Nobody knows what happened to him. Perhaps I will sometime, if time would allow, I would sometimes explain you why Dafkin in the third Osius of these four words is his name Murumus. Why not in the Rosh HaTagus or in the Sefer Tagus? But that's a bezundishmus. Everything is in the Torah. This Ramban writes in the Hagdamah to Chumash, you have it in every Chumash with the Ramban, that all the Chachmas are in the Torah. And that's how the Chachamim knew all the Chachmas. They all saw it in the Torah. Because in order to be a Chtana or an Amayr in the Gemara, you had to know all the Chachmas. Mamish all the Chachmas. When Seder Zroim, you had to know all the chachmas and all the entire science of agriculture. Let's say by Kiddush HaChodesh, you had to know astronomy. In many places in the Gemara brings geometry and the Eifin Nifla Ma'od. And they had a different system, not that Euclid made, a different system altogether. How to know geometry, like you have that in Rashi and in Tosfos. The Rambam uses the accepted system. They knew all the chachmas from the Torah. This isn't anything that happened many, many years ago. This happened, we see it nowadays. There are many people today, I think I mentioned this to you, that they saw the plius of the Chazayin Ish. The Chazayin Ish, he lived in my days. Everybody here in America spoke about the greatness of the Chazayin Ish. I remember people coming from Eretz Yisrael to America to be treated by doctors according to the instructions of the Chazayin Ish. I remember a certain case, a certain person came to America. He needed a brain surgery. So the Chazayin Ish said, there's a certain doctor, I remembered his name. There's a certain doctor in New York that he and only he can perform this brain surgery that you need. So go tomorrow immediately to America. So he says, well, my whatever it is, that it's a chasner of a child or whatever, he can go next week. So the Chazayin Ish says, no, I'm telling you, go tomorrow. So went tomorrow, came to that doctor. The doctor performed the operation, and the next day the doctor died. If it would have come a week later, he would have missed it all. So it's mefrosim in Eretz Yisrael. People are aides, doctors are aides, that when the doctors, the big neurosurgeons, had problems, they went to the Chazaynish to discuss it with him. And once somebody came to the Chazaynish, he needed a brain surgery, so the Chazaynish took out a piece of paper and wrote down instructions to the big doctor, the surgeon, how exactly to make that surgery in a knife that he shouldn't cut certain important nerves. He brought it to the neurosurgeon. He was astounded. He was astounded of the knowledge. And he went according to the Chazaynish's instructions, and it was a successful surgery. And he came to visit these Chazaynish. He says, "Rabbi, how do you know all this?" So the Chazaynish answered him, "Everything is in the Torah." The Chazaynish, when he learned Hilchis Treifis, he knew the whole Chachmas HaRefuah. When he learned Hilchis Kiddush HaChodesh, he knew the whole Chachma of astronomy more than anybody else. So it's in our times we saw such things. Everything is in the Torah. We see plies in the Torah, that we see that Torah is min haShemayim. The Torah in the Sadras of Bereishis, the Rabban Yisraelim promised Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankov that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Asher kasas Avraham Yishrosel Yitzchak v'yamedel l'Yankov l'chayk Bris Aleim Alocha Eten Eretz Knoan. You have it Kseider and Chumash, and every, come out every Seder, in the beginning Sedras of starting from Lech Lecha. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah in the Midbar, and the Yidden had the Torah with the promise of the Avos HaKedoshim in the Torah. They went into Eretz Yisrael and they saw that the promise is being fulfilled to the letter. In the Zohar it says that the world, that the earth is round, it's spherical. The Goyim didn't believe that. They knew that the earth is flat. The Zohar by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai 2000 years ago says, I saw it, that the earth is round. And when we have day here, it's night someplace else. That's what it says in the Zohar. They didn't know it. Everything is in the Torah. The Torah in Chumash promises Yeshua that he is going to go across the Yarden, and he is going to be the one that will give the Yidden to, and he's going to make the conquests and give Eretz Yisrael to the Yidden. It's a promise in the Torah. Maybe Yeshua gets sick. Maybe he'll be killed in a battle. No. Yeshua went across after the Torah was already written and distributed to the Yidden, and he made his conquests, and he gave out the soul to the Yidden. Something more than that. This is a plea in his govern. The Torah says, "Ach begayru techalek es ha'aretz." When you go into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael should be divided among the Shvatim with the Geiru. Who should get the northern part? Who should get the mountains? Who should get the valleys? Who should get the ports? Everything went with the Geiru and with the Urim v'Tumim, and it says, "B'techalek ha'aretz benachla b'geiru." It's repeated several times in Matos and the other sedras. It should go with the Geiru. The Dava Pella is that two times in the Torah there were Nevi'im who told each Shevet which chaylik in Eretz Yisrael they're going to get. In Parashas Vayechi, Yankov Avinu benches the 12 children and he tells each of his shvatim which chaylik in Eretz Yisrael you're going to get. In Parashas Vezeis HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu again mentions the Yidin, the 12 Shevatim, and it tells each Shevet which Chaylik in Eretz Yisrael they're going to get. Then, but the Torah says do it with a Geiru. They went to Kruas, Yeshua conquered the land, he made a Geiru, and the Geiru was exactly the way Yankov and Moshe said, with a lottery, with picking from a box. As he said, it was divided in 12 parts, and each shevet picked out a part, the piece of paper or whatever was which was supposed to be opened up and see which is the part in Eretz Yisrael, and it was exactly the way Yankov and Moshe told them. So when they went across in the Yarden, they knew beforehand what the Geir was going to say, and they weren't allowed to get Eretz Yisrael without the Geir. Here you see the truth of the Torah. The Torah says 3 times a year you should go to Yerushalayim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And v'layach meid ishet, when you're going to go to Yerushalayim, you're going to leave your field and your house hefker. The goyim can come in and burglars can come in and steal and burglarize you. So the Torah says 3 times a year go to Eretz Yisrael. V'layach meid ishes atzecha ba'loischa l'reisus b'nei Hashem. Nobody is going to be chaymed. Nobody will covet your land when you go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year. Yidin went to Yerushalayim 3 times a year with a haftacha that their property won't be burglarized. And they came home, and lo and behold, they see the bracha was mikuyim. The Rabbeinu, and this is more than anything else, the Rabbeinu Shlalem told us that we're going to go to Golus, and Moshe Rabbeinu said that Beferish, I know that you're going to sin. Ki yedati achrei meisi ki hashrei stashchisen, he says in Parshas Vayelech. I know Beferish that you're going to sin. I know you. Ki yedati smel yechav v'slipra akasha. And the Rabbeinu Shlalem will send you away to Golus. You're going to be dispersed among all the nations. So the pasuk says, but listen to this, Bachrim. You see, mamish the emiskite of the Torah. So in Parshas Bechukosai, where it says that the Yidden will go to Golus because they're going to do Averis, it says v'yafkam zayis b'yaisim b'yeretz ayveim le'ma'asim v'le'ga'altim l'chaloisim l'ofa b'risi itam k'ani Hashem l'keihem. Even when you go to Golus, I will not forget my bris with you. You're going to remain intact. You're going to remain a Jewish nation. We are already 2,000 years in Golus, 1900 plus. This Tisha B'Av became 1930 years that we went in Golus after the second Churban Beis HaMikdash. In these 1930 years, all our oppressors, whoever they are, whether they are Edom or Moav or Aram or Ammon or Pleshes, Madai, Paras, Bevel, all our oppressors are wiped off the map. There were great, powerful nations. Rome, Greece, great powerful nations, they're wiped off. The people in Rome today aren't the same Romans that lived in the times of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. These were driven out. There's no more Roman nation anymore. Instead, it was replaced by an Italian nation who live in Italy, where Rome used to be. But they're all wiped out. There's no Bavo today anymore. For all practical purposes, there's no Greece anymore. the Greek islands are they're different inhabitants today. They're not the descendants of the old Greeks who made us trouble in the second base of Mikdash in the times of the Hashmonaim, who conquered all of Europe. If we're starting with Alexander the Great, they're not there anymore. They're all forgotten, assimilated among other peoples. Yidden remained a nation for almost 2,000 years. The pasuk says that the Goyim will say L'chuv nachechide migay V'layizach Hashem Yisrael oid. Let not the name of Yisrael be remembered anymore. Many nations wanted to wipe out our remembrance. The last one was Hitler. We survived him, and now we're flourishing again in the way that more than before. Torah is stronger than before the war. There are more yeshivas today, more bachrim and yungalite learning Torah and the kailalim than hundreds of years before. After Hitler said L'chuv nachechide migay V'layizach Hashem Yisrael oid, the Yavetz Rabbi Yanke Venden writes in his Seder, Chayei nafshi, I swear, he says, that the neflois of Yiddish existence in the Galus is a bigger pillar than Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and all the nisim they had in the Midbar. But we take it for granted. If we look in the history books, many good history books came out lately. Rabbi Wing gave out a wonderful book just lately. And you see all the tzaras that the Goyim did to us in Europe. And we still are a strong nation. The Rabbanu Shlomo gave us a Meira Tikka Haftacha about the Torah. The Torah will always be with the Yidden. It's a pasuk in Hazinu, at the end of Hazinu, Ki lo yishachach mipi zarah. The Torah will not be forgotten from Yiddish kinder. Today Yidden are learning Torah. All the cultures of Mitzrayim, of Rome, of Greece, whoever studies them today, who is interested in them today, today we have a pulsating, living Yiddish nation, Yiddish Bechirim, Yiddish Yungalite, Yiddish Zekainim, hundreds and thousands of them who learn Torah every day. And they know Torah. Ki leise shachach mi pizare. We have a haftacha that the Torah will not be forgotten from the Yidden. When sometimes the old bald professors want to make a little meeting about certain Greek plays which were written in Greece, how many come? You hardly have a minion. But in New York alone, when you make a Siyum HaShas, how many come? But the last one, all the Siyum HaShases that they made, something like 70,000 people. And many, many, many people learn Shas and don't come to the Siyum HaShas. And the fact is that hundreds of thousands of Yidden today are learning Torah. Why? And the Torah is alive by them. It isn't a note study that they study as a course. It's Kehen Chiyenu V'yerech Yemeinu. Because the Torah said, K'leise Shachach Mipi Zari. It wouldn't be forgotten. If you think into this, you see the nitzchius of the Torah, you see the emeskite of the Torah, you see that the Torah is Manashemayim. Okay.